Welcome to The Gloria Show. Founder and CEO of Personal Dynamics, Gloria Sloan, shares strategies for personal development on command to enrich, elevate, and empower, aiming to help listeners become the best version of who they want to be. Gloria says ultra-successful people never stop reaching for new heights, learning new skills, and finding fulfillment. The Gloria Show will lift your spirits with inspiration, offering new insights into challenges that could be standing in the way of your success. So please, welcome your host, Gloria Sloan.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Gloria Show. Thank you so much for joining me today. And yes, I am solo, but no worries. We have dynamic guests lined up ahead, so stay tuned and continue to keep joining me each week. Last week, I talked about my book, the upcoming second edition of Life Skills for the Journey. And, you know, I told you that there was a companion workbook that's coming along with this new edition. Well, both of these have been written with you in mind and designed to give you more insight on how you can grow yourself, gain and have more, elevate yourself, and upgrade your skills as well as your life. And today, I'm going to talk about those skills that you hear me so often talking about, upgrading your skills, which is very important. I thought since I'm coming out with this book, why not share some valuable information that may help someone out there who's in the middle of either looking for a career change or trying to figure out if they want to make a career change or a professional change. So I'm going to talk about transferable skills, how to make your skills recession-proof. And we've heard a lot about that of late in the downturn of the economy, people losing jobs and abruptly, maybe not even giving any much notice at all, but things have happened. And so I think this is a good time now to address that. And I'm sure that if you know any other people who are involved in employment and careers and counseling, that they too probably are addressing this one main issue for many people, because in today's time, you're not really sure just how secure and safe your job and your profession is. And so it's time to take a look at how to transfer those skills. The only way to survive in today's world, recession or not, is to keep adding and updating your skills. And staying up to date is incredibly important. It's very important to make your skills recession-proof. And the first thing I suggest is to focus on transferable skills, you know, like communications, problem solving, adaptability, and also acquiring new skills to go along with that, high demand skills. And you have to look at the skill level that you are now and see, what's appropriate? Which way do I go? You look and evaluate where you are now, and then you can determine just how much of an upgrade you may need for yourself. And then you look at how to work hard, work smart, and especially if you're in a very competitive career. You know, you have to do these things because the competition is out there. And then you have to stay positive. You really have to stay positive, because staying positive is, it just adds to and it gives you more value to actually even outperform others. And there's a study that shows that people who stay positive even have the edge on life because they're happier. And positive people attract more to current and prospective employers. So you need to make yourself one of them. Be positive if you are in the market to expand, to grow, and to elevate your most valuable skills, transferable skills. So let's talk about developing transferable skills. And you say, well, Gloria, what is that? I'd like to start with communication, because communication is Huge. Strong communication skills are essential for effective teamwork as well as client interaction. If you have to deal with clients in your position or your field, you need to have strong, effective communications as well as being able to give presentations. And transferable skills are the core abilities that you develop through various experiences. So you may even have that experience already, but you're not using it. So you still, it's something that you can pull out of your pocket and you can do it. I talked about this last week, being able to pull out those skills that you may not use or exercise and feel a little rusty, just pull them out and dust them off and make yourself more valuable by pulling out those skills that you know are transferred. Then we look at problem solving. Are you a problem solver? You know, can you identify problems? Can you develop solutions to things? Some people just have a knack for this. Some people are just naturally a go-to kind of person, you know, because they can either analyze anything, they can almost fix anything. And so if you're one of those people who can do this, consider that a very high level skill because it's not within everybody's reach to be able to do that. And then being adaptable. Adaptability is where, you know, you step in to be flexible. And as you are looking to make changes and to transfer, you know, any skills that you have, please be adaptable, be flexible. And that's a skill that you can exercise because some people who are used to a regular 9 to 5 or first shift, second shift, third shift job, you know, it gets a little hairy when it's time to move on and do something else. Then they don't know if they can adapt to hourly change, their environment change. There's a lot of things that you have to adapt to when you're thinking about transferring those skills. And so being flexible and adaptable is key. The next thing is looking for ways to upskill or reskill. You know, when you look at upskilling and reskilling, you look at things that you can do more of and be better at. And that's what we call upskilling because, you know, professionals who are high in demand know that if you have a skill that is in that, that qualifies for that upgrade, then you're in high demand. And sometimes I think you have to do an analysis to see just how demand you may be in the market. There are some people who just kind of like to test the waters. I've known people who really just put themselves out there, you know, to see what's going on in another career or maybe same career, making a different change. And actually got lucky. They weren't really intending to make a move, but because they were in high demand. And that's huge. If you're already in high demand for some jobs, you have to look at that as well as maintaining your financial stability. When you're doing all this, you know, you really have to look at a sufficient emergency situation. You know, when you're out there, you really have to pay attention financially to where you are before you just jump in and out of another situation. That is key. The next thing is I always tell people to expand your network. Expand your network because networking is one of the best things that you can do to increase your visibility. Connect with people. Connecting with people in the industry and beyond, not just in your field, but learn what it's like to connect to other people, you know, in other various professionals. Because sometimes, you know, your blessing may lie in just knowing someone else in another field. So connect. Look at ways to network And if you're not on the social media channels that give you that, then by all means, examine and see the meetups and the other areas where people in your field, they do things to get out and meet other people and socialize or share information. And, you know, ask them if you can join to some of their professional meetings as a guest. Go and find out what it is that they're into and see if there's anything that connects with you. You know, at some point, you just have to put yourself out there in a situation where you are surrounding yourself and your circle with people who in a broader expanded situation. Because if you just have, I always talk about circles and groups, and if you're in one that's just closed off and that it's just gives you just who you see from a day-to-day situation, you have to be visible. Be visible. Learn how to connect and learn the places and the areas to go to connect and expand your visibility. And that way, you put yourself in a much better position to be seen and to, you know, get tips. And sometimes, just like I say, being around people in a certain group, you know, they might need or know of a need of someone like you. And it's worth always sometimes looking into just to see. I think some people just sell themselves short and don't really look to see how marketable they are. Now, I'm not trying to get anybody to change jobs and move anything, move away from a good situation. But I am saying is that sometimes you have to evaluate and see just how marketable you are, because you really probably know more than what you realize. You know, some people put a lot of stuff on paper and all that's all well and good. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute. But your achievements, your accomplishments and all these things, you really have to evaluate and look at them. And just how marketable are you, or how marketable can you be? How can you present and sell your skill set, what you know how to do, so you know how valuable you are? And, you know, you have to, you can do this by staying updated through industry trends. In industry trends, you know, there's certain things that, as we well know, AI is, you know, a good topic right now, but people in the technical fields and who do these things put together stuff, they know all about it. They knew about it before it actually probably hit everybody in the face. But stay updated. Stay updated. And, you know, I can't stress this enough, but keep your credentials updated. You know, whatever you're certified to do, if you went to school, trade school, wherever, degrees, keep your certifications updated. Keep them updated. You never know when you may have to fall back on that. I talked about that a little bit last week on being able to have a plan, no matter how good it is, no matter how good the job is, the position is. If you are certified to do something and have a professional certification or a trade certification, keep it updated. By all means, keep it updated, because you never know when it may come in not only handy, but very valuable when there's not only a downturn in the economy, but when you may need a side job or a hustle to do something, you can say, oh, you know, I can always go and pick up some work doing this or that. And I just don't think people really give that some serious consideration. You know, some people really don't give it serious consideration, but I stress to you how important it is to keep your certifications and all the things that you worked hard to learn how to do to get certified for up to date in the event that you need to pull them out and use them. Because, you know, to reduce the downturn in a job, you have to focus on being strong in a skill set and expanding your, as I said, expanding your network and demonstrating the value that you do have. Those are things that companies will look for. They will look for, and they will look for you being able to have some skill development. You know, you prioritize building skills. And again, that's one thing that I always stress is learn how to build your skills across industries. Learn how to do something else. Have a backup plan. Strengthen everything you know how to do with the backup plan. And, you know, do company research. Look at companies that may employ people that you are, you know, that you come in contact with, as well as your skills. You know, check out the companies. It's okay to do that. Check out the companies. See who they hire, and see if it's seasonal, or if they look for people in certain categories or areas. Research companies and industries professionally. And it's okay to do that. It's so you know and have some idea in case you are looking to make a change. Using your transferable skills. You know, I say be proactive. We're in a downturn now. And that's why I'm talking about this. You must be proactive. Be ready. In the event, or in case, I'm telling you, things are happening. And I've been hearing from a lot of people who just, you're never prepared, so to speak, but at least you can have some idea in terms of what would I do? Where would I go? You know, and I hear people say, you know, I don't know how to do anything else. Yes, you do. That's evaluation time. Don't ever sell yourself short and say that. Look at all your qualities, your abilities, your capabilities. And I talked in length about this last week in terms of evaluating and looking at all the skills that you really have just because you don't use them. Pull them out, dust them off, and learn just how valuable some of those things really are. You know, when we look at transferring skills and upgrading your life and doing more with what you know how to do. I read an article recently this past week on that Americans are living longer and working longer. And as I read the article, I thought, well, yeah, I had heard that before, but, you know, there are reasons why. Because one thing, Americans, we're trying to stay healthier, and we're trying to work in less physically demanding jobs. And we look at workplace pensions. We look at our 401ks. There are a lot of things that are getting people's attention now because they're living longer and they're working to see just how long any of that is available to them. Living longer and working longer. I've known people who have retired from two or three jobs. Why? Because one job, you know, they retired from there, went to another. And these are people still having viable lives. You know, they're very happy doing what they're doing. And they're probably going to continue doing it until they decide to just slow down and stop. Some people are happier when they're busy working. They're happier when they're using some of the things that they know how to do. And they're pulling out all of those transferable skills that they didn't just throw out the door and forget about. The adaptability, the just being flexible, communicating, all of the things that make a person strong. And you say, why are transferable skills so important? I'm glad you ask. They're so important because they help increase the job mockability. You get a chance to demonstrate skills that make you more attractive, maybe than the next person. Yeah, that's why transferable skills are good, because you may have a niche that somebody else may not have that's applying for the same position. And then you look for career advancement. Transferable skills are good because career advancement, those skills will help you to advance as needed, to take a look at a new level of responsibility. Yeah, you can do that with transferable skills. You know, when you look at the requirements and the qualifications, and you say, well, I know how to do that. I've just n not done it in a long time, or I may have to take a refresher course. That's why transferable skills are really important. I talked about the adaptability and the other things that play a big part in being able to take those skills and be able to transfer them. These are the skills that will help you to grow, to develop, to advance. These are very, 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 very important skills. And I ask you to inquire about your transferable skills. When I say inquire, make a list of all the things that you know how to do and that you do well, that you are trained to do. And if you're not using that particular skill on in your current job or profession, you check it out as this is something that I can transfer because I really do know how to do that. And then you say, well, let's not get confused on the skills that are non-transferable. And most of those are the hard skills, the skills that you do learn how to do, or the hard skills are teachable abilities, are the ones that come with knowledge. You're trained specifically for that particular task or that job. And they're often technical or mechanical, and they're learned through education, training, or on the job, and even on the job training. Sometimes it's operating machinery. So look for the variations between the transferable skills and the soft skills, and you can always research this to learn more, to find out more in terms of the categories that you fall into and exactly where you could land being in a transferable skills job to grow your career. And you take your existing transferable skills and you apply them to new challenges, fresh challenges. And you demonstrate that you have all of those things. You're adaptable, you're versatile. I say to you, in all honesty, this is one of the best things that anybody that is in the category of in between and not sure of could take advantage of. And then you know your own job description. Have you ever been asked to write your own job description? Have you ever had a company or employer to ask that? Write your own job description. Well, if you've ever had the advantage of being able to do that, that's great because if someone looked at it. But if you haven't, you know what you do. Write your own job description. Write it down. Write what you're getting paid to get to do. Yeah, have it. Write your own job description, and then you'll list a series of skills that you're doing. And sometimes this is how people identify those transferable skills. You know what you're doing, you know what you're paid to get to do. Sometimes you just have to stop and think about your job, what you're being paid to do versus what you could market and do more of. I want to tell you a little bit about myself. On my journey, my career journey many, many years ago, I was a recruiter. Yeah, a job recruiter. I was better known as a headhunter. I had a couple of disciplines that I recruited for, and in the engineering, technical, I mean, I learned a lot about engineering because when you start recruiting, you usually have some specialty that you're good at. And I went into companies in unknown closed back locked doors and found skills and talent that I matched up to companies who were hiring and looking to have a person with those capabilities and abilities. So I don't know if it's done the same way from years ago. From time to time, I have an opportunity. I talk to job recruiters and a lot of people in the HR field that I knew in previous situations. But a job recruiter, their job is to recruit so that another company can hire the talent that's out there. And I was very good at it. I really enjoyed it for the time that I was doing it. It was a great experience. And when you can know what to look for and how to match a job description, I'm talking about that job description again, because a recruiter or someone who is hired to find people for a specific company or a position or organization, you have the job description that you look for and you match it with a candidate or someone who has those qualifications. However, a good recruiter is going to go beyond that and look for all the transferable skills. Yes, and I did that. And that's why I can speak to it, because after you look at so many bios, so many resumes, so many things, and you say, well, wow, this person worked here years ago, or this person went to school for this, or this person knows how to do that. So, you know, the whole thing is you present to the hiring party, you know, several candidates that match what they want and match what they need. And I'm sure, you know, many, if there are any HR, you know, people listening to this podcast, you know what I'm talking about, because you do it within your company all the time. And sometimes you even have to be proactive in that. If you know someone is leaving or going to take a long absence, you have to be ahead of the game and try to find people to place, you know, in that position. So you look at that. And sometimes there are temporary jobs that become available. When I say become available, sometimes people hire people as interns or short term. And I understand that process as well, because I did some of those hiring transfers as well. So I'm just saying to you right now, evaluate yourself, look at where you are, look at all your skills, write your job description and see just how much you know, and then think about what you would like to learn. Maybe you're in a job that, you know, if I could just get this training, and maybe you're in a job situation where you have not had a discussion with your employer about some classes or some things that you want to do to upgrade and to elevate and to grow. Well, you know, most employers are kind to that, and some of them even pay for you to have that. They would rather do that than lose you. You know, I'm just saying, it's a conversation to have, especially if it's something related to what you're already doing, or it would give you an upgrade or another edge on if you happen to be in a downturn situation and the job market changes. It will give you an edge to doing that. And so I say to you to look at those possibilities, look at being able to transfer what you know how to do, look at training, look at where you are, what you're doing. And if you're just looking to stay where you are, I'm happy. I'm completely happy. I love my job. That is wonderful. It's all well and good. I like to hear people say they like their jobs, they like their professions, they like being where they are. They're in a good space, a good safe space, hopefully. But if you are looking to expand, to grow, to elevate, I encourage you to look at ways that you can transfer some of what you're already doing into areas that would allow you to be adaptable, flexible, and market yourself, market your skills. And again, there's absolutely nothing wrong with marketing yourself to see where you stand in with the competition. You know, it's okay. I'm not trying to get anybody in any trouble. I'm just saying you have to own your skills. You have to own them. They're yours. You have experience. You went to school. You were trained. You know how to do what you do. They're yours. So why not market them from time to time just to see? You can just see what's out there. And that's, you know, okay. It's confidential, it's private. And then once you see that, you make the decision in terms of, wow, I didn't realize that if I just did this or more than that, and you evaluate again where you are in life. If this is a time for you to build, to grow, to elevate, and to become better at something else, you have to do that. And those are discussions that, you know, you have with those who are close to you. And sometimes these are discussions that, believe it or not, some employers have really open door policies, and they would really welcome an opportunity for you to talk to them. Yeah, they do. And if they don't, that's sad, because that even stands a better potential of losing a good, valuable person working for them. And a lot of times employers can tell if a person is, you know, not totally really happy anymore. You know, sometimes they say, do we need to talk? Is there anything I can do? Sometimes there's some encouragement there. And we have to be able to communicate and to learn how to take care of our knowledge, take care of our skills, value your skills. They're important to you. They're important to your growth, and they're important to your life. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to wrap up and share some more good news with you.
Have you tuned into the hottest personal development podcast by the incredible Gloria Sloan? If you're ready to grow, elevate, and upgrade your life, then the Gloria Show is your ticket to success. Gloria believes ultra-successful people never stop reaching for new heights, learning new skills, and finding true fulfillment. If you're looking for a fresh, informed perspective on life, The Gloria Show is here to lift your spirits and tackle the challenges standing in the way of your success. Each week, join Gloria as she brings her energy, insight, and over 3 decades of experience in business management and personal growth to help you unleash your power and transform your life. From personal development and career transitions to self-improvement and leadership, Gloria covers it all with practical advice and powerful resources. Laugh, cry, and be inspired as you learn how to elevate yourself to new heights. Whether you're looking to become healthier, happier, or more successful, Gloria's got you covered, so why wait? Tune into The Gloria Show every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on any of the Bold Brave TV social media platforms and start your journey to becoming the best version of you. Don't miss out on the ultimate guide to personal and professional growth. Listen weekly and let Gloria Sloan help you upgrade your life.
Hello again, and thanks for joining me again on The Gloria Show. I just talked about transferring your skills and making them recession-proof. Make recession-proofing your skills. And so I discussed things that I hope will be of value to you as you look at where you are and what you're doing, and maybe just look at them as some tips and some things on how to, so you can evaluate, grow, and look at ways to upgrade your life. Now, having said that, I must put another plug in today for the second edition of Life Skills for the Journey. Why am I talking about all this? I talk about skills all the time. This is a personal development podcast. We have communications ongoing, bringing people on the show who have experience, they have insight, they have knowledge, they have know-how to give to you, the viewers and the listeners, information to help you to grow, to help you to develop, and to help you in every area that we can present in the time we have to grow on your journey. And that's what it's all about here on The Gloria Show. So the new book, the second edition of Life Skills for the Journey, is going to give you that. In the new edition, the second edition of Life Skills for the Journey, you will have an opportunity to take page by page of much is what I've talked about today and before on the show. A lot of the guests and the show itself was very instrumental in some of the information inside the book. It's to help you in your development, in your growth. If you are looking to grow, to elevate, and to upgrade your life, this is what the book will give you. And I am so excited to soon announce a launch date. I cannot wait to tell you. I am hoping that all of you will be on board to help me launch this book, because it's going to be valuable information. Ah, there it is. Invest in yourself to grow, elevate, and upgrade your life. And you see on the side, you're not seeing double. That's the companion workbook. Oh, my team has worked very, very hard on this companion workbook. And the workbook is going to give you a page by page step to every chapter. The workbook has so much that you will just beyond exercises. It has questions. It has places for you to write. And it gives you deep thought exercises. And it gives you chapter exercises that are specific to the chapter. And this is how you are going to be able to work within the whole book. And that's what it's all about. This is a book designed specifically to help you to invest in yourself, to grow, elevate, and upgrade your life. And I talk a lot about investing in yourself, because until you learn to invest in yourself, you really are maybe missing out on some opportunities to grow, develop, and to upgrade your life. Investing in yourself. And basically what I talked about today in terms of transferring your skills to look at upgrading your life for better opportunities, perhaps. Yeah. Transferring your skills, you're investing. When you look at investing in yourself, you're taking care of yourself. I look at it as self-care, because when you invest in yourself and you look at your life and all the things that surround you, your family, friends, loved ones, everything you do that's an investment to that, it helps you to develop and to grow, because you're putting in the time, the work to invest in it. So I say to you, invest in yourself. And when Life Skills for the Journey, second edition comes out, I want you to invest in getting a copy of the book and the workbook. And I think at some point we're going to have a special, a promotion here that for those of you who purchase the book, you're going to get a copy of the workbook. And we're going to be talking more about that too. You purchase the book and I'm going to send you a free copy of the companion workbook. It will be for a limited time, but trust me, it's going to be a great, valuable experience. And it's my honor to be able to give the first however many people, I'm not sure how it's going to be set up, but you will receive a copy of the companion workbook if you're in that number of the first to purchase and to give information where we can send you that. And I am sure that this companion workbook will help you. And you know, I'm just excited. I'm thrilled. And you're going to hear me keep talking about it every single day until we can have it in your hands and be able to have a hard copy right here on the show, so that you know that it is out and will be available very soon. It's on countdown time. I can't wait. Maybe by next week I can give you a launch date. You know, everything is in print as we speak. And so as soon as they tell me that it's on Amazon, I'm going to, you know, be the first to let you know. And I want you to help me to celebrate by having a launch bar party. Yeah, I would love for you to do that with me, so that you can have information and it can be available to you. I've had a lot of good people say some good things about the book, some good early reviews. And I'm going to share that as well on the show with some of the people who had an opportunity to get a sneak peek at the second edition, and who were kind enough to share some encouraging and rewarding words about the book. And I'm going to do some appearances as guest author and talking about it, and I'm hoping to share that with you as well on the show. But this is a great time now. We're in a good time and a good space to be able to look at Life Skills for the Journey, the second edition, something that is going to give you insights on being able to upgrade, grow, elevate, and work towards having the fulfillment in life that you want. And again, this is what we talk about on The Gloria Show every week, all the time. We're here to encourage, to uplift, and to build from where you are now to where you want to go. And maybe just to add a little more in between to help you, to support you. So I invite you to contact me. Contact me at gloriasloan.com. Go to my website. All the information is there. And send me some information. Send me, if there are things that we have talked about on the show before that you'd like to have a repeat on. I do know we're doing some special blog posts going back from people we've had on the show that were really heavy hitters on the show, and they really said a lot of things that really got a lot of notice and attention. Well, we're going back and doing some blog posts on those people who were on the show doing that. So I invite you to go to The Gloria Show. Go to gloriashow.com or go to gloriasloan.com. Visit my website. And on the website, you'll see where all the blogs are posted. And if you go to the very end, you'll see The Gloria Show, where we do list all of our episodes. Oh, yeah. We celebrated 1 year a few weeks ago. And so the 2024 episodes are on the website, and all the episodes that we have are on the website. If you don't see one from 1 week, just go back, check again. But you can always go to the website and check out our episodes and look at the blogs while you're there. All of this is information that I hope helps you, encourages you to do better, have more, go places. Thank you so much for joining me today. And as I always say, ultra successful people never stop looking for ways to advance, to grow, to learn, to know, to have more. So until next week, continue to do just that. Continue to grow, to have fulfillment, and to be happy. See you next week. Thanks for joining me. Goodbye for now.
This has been The Gloria Show with host Gloria Sloan. Tune in each week as Gloria will help you to unleash your power and improve your personal and professional life. Tuesdays, 2 p.m. Eastern on the Bold Brave TV network, powered by B2 Studios.